This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and this is part two of last week's interview with Bill Flynn, executive director of the New Canaan Nature Center. We got into so much stuff, I figured, why not? Let's have a two-part show. So this is part two, and we get into some stuff with Bill. They got more activities coming up. The Nature Center's there, newcanaannaturecenter.org. So this is part two. If you want to listen to part one, you can check it out on the website, WTIC.com. Podcasts, public service shows, and you'll see At Home in Connecticut there, all the interviews we've done in the past. So check it out. This is part two. Part one last week with Bill Flynn, the executive director of the New Canaan Nature Center. Now, I mean, I bring this up to a lot of my guests. If there's one thing, if someone's coming to visit the New Canaan Nature Center, you can get all the information at newcanaannature.org. You know, what is one of those hidden things that you wish more people knew when they came out to visit the location?
Well, the location itself it's a unique property because it used to be an estate and used to be a fully functioning farm. So you get a lot of unique old historic foundations and fences and things that you wouldn't know. There's an old highway that runs through the nature center that you don't know it's a highway now, but it was a road that connected Ridgefield to New Canaan, and you can see it, an old carriage size road. And so the historical aspects like that are really neat, I think. We do have all of our native habitats, which is great in a small 26-acre plot. When I say 26 acres, that's our natural areas, the front 13 acres where all our buildings are. But you have all the forests and fields and ponds and vernal pools, and you have old growth forests, you have new growth. So in a small area, you can see all the different aspects. And we have a resident birder on faculty who's seen and heard 150 species of birds just on this small place. So it's a lot packed into a small area. I think the animals do. I mean, people, when they arrive, they don't know where they are. And all of a sudden, there's a bald eagle sitting there in an aviary. That is a wow factor for people. There's a lot to see. Beyond just visiting here, though, I think the programming that we do is people are always surprised. So we have New York Botanical Garden classes that are run right here on site. You actually register through the New York Botanical Gardens, but you take the class here. So if you don't want to schlep all the way down to the Bronx, there's a halfway point here in New Canaan, which I think most people don't know about. And that's intriguing for people. We also go down to the city to New York Public Libraries and do after school programming for them, which is something that most people don't know. So we do a lot of work in the surrounding areas, and we do travel, and our outreach is pretty significant. COVID obviously really hurt that, and we're excited for that to come back. So there's a lot going on here, and thank you for highlighting or helping to highlight what we do.
Yeah, and some of those things, I mean, the school programs and summer camps, getting kids interested in the outdoors early is key in my mind.
You're introducing, why I do what I do. this is my elevator speech for why these places are important. If we want a generation of kids to protect the natural world, they have to have a love for it. They have to have a connection. And I believe that's what our programs do, is we provide positive experiences with the natural world. That creates a connection, which leads to a love, and people protect what they love. And that's beyond just seeing an owl in a class, which is fun for your kid. There's such a deeper meaning to what we do, what zoos and aquariums and state parks and working farms. It all helps breed a generation of people who respect the world of nature and will protect it. You don't have to convince somebody later to protect something that they already love. And I think that's really the important part of why we're here.
And rolling that in, Earth Day is coming up, and you guys are participating in events for that.
Yeah, we've done all kinds of Earth Day events over the years. This year, we're hosting one with our local Pollinator Pathway groups. So Pollinator Pathway is another intriguing program that was started a little while ago, but it basically encourages individuals to help have native pollinator plants on their property to encourage the native birds and the bees and the butterflies and give them places to stop, especially when they're on migration. So the Pollinator Pathway Group in town has a lot of great local organizations, and we're hosting an Earth Day event here that all those organizations can help educate and celebrate the natural world.
Now, is that something people are going to have to sign up for, or what's the outlook for that for people?
Yep, it's on our website that you can sign up, and yes, there's a ticket for it, and it'll be a fun event.
Now, one of the pictures I saw on the website, and we talked about this, it was just the cutest little dog ever. Dog Days coming up in May. I need to get there.
Dog Days, we've only hosted it once. It's Pet Pantry Warehouse's event. They've been doing it for a long time, partnering with Adopt a Dog. And they used to do it in their parking lot. And one year we got to talking with them and said, well, the Nature Center you'd have so much more room and it makes more sense. And they loved it. And so we did it right before COVID was the first year. Took a 2-year break. So it's an event. We had about 1,500 people. You bring your dog. There's a lot of different activities you can do with your dog. You can send them through the obstacle courses you see like on dog shows. And you might not think your dog can do that, but they do. They just chase a little mechanical rabbit or squirrel, and they actually go through the course. And if they don't, everyone just laughs because the dog just sits down and starts resting.
That'll be my dog.
Yeah, right. And you can clock your dog with speed. They have like radar guns. And then there was there's grooming, and then there's dog shows where they had professionals come in. So it's just it's a really neat event. If you're a dog lover, even if you don't have a dog, you can come and see all the fun. So that's a great event, and we're really happy that's coming back.
That's cool. And I mean, that's like you said, it's coming back. You know, people want to get out and about and do things. You know, we live in this tiny little state, and people are afraid to go from one side to the other. You know, nature and just the going into the past, you know, Connecticut was an agricultural state growing up, and there's so many things that reflect that still. So the history that the Nature Center has, and it ties all that together. That's one of those things. It's definitely, like you said, it's one of those things that more people should experience about nature centers. There's usually a really good story of how they got started, and yours is one of those stories that will continue to strive and, you know, let people learn and experience nature, because there is something to be said about just taking the time out, going into nature, whether it be a garden or sitting along a trail and just sitting peacefully and absorbing everything that Mother Nature has provided us with.
Yeah, I mean, amen for me. I've been in environmental education my entire career, and I believe wholeheartedly in what we do. And all the places around the state, and there's a lot of them that do similar work. And so, even if you don't make it down to the New Canaan Nature Center, I mean, look up your local organization and experience similar programming. I certainly want to support all the other groups that are doing it, and. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it better, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Again, joining me this morning, Bill Flynn, Executive Director of the New Canaan Nature Center, newcanaannature.org. You can get them on Facebook and Instagram. Beautiful little pictures of the animals and people just doing things outdoors. There's nothing wrong with getting outdoors and experiencing nature and just unwinding a little bit. And there's no better place than Connecticut to do that. Everything happens for a reason. Bill is doing amazing work down there at the New Canaan Nature Center. Bill, again, thank you for joining me this morning. You're another reason why great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.